Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are studying in depth the letter written to the Corinthian church. It's called 1 Corinthians. And we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, where we are discussing and seeing Paul, the author of the letter, talk about distinctive roles between men and women, particularly what that should look like in that day and time within the church. And so the question we want to ask today is, what should a woman do if she doesn't want to honor the distinction and duty of being a woman? Verse 5 says it this way, "Every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head, since it's the same as if her head were shaven. For if a wife will not cover her head, then she should cut her hair short." We've already made mention in the past days that a woman in that day and time who had her head shaved was considered an outcast, some type of adulterer. And so hear this, when we talk about a shaved head, we're not talking about some silky, smooth, clean-shaven head. We're talking about someone took whatever knife or blade they could find and chopped off a woman's hair. It was a disgrace. So if a woman's going to be so bold and brash as to dare to think of uncovering her head in the worship setting in that day, well, she might as well have hacked her hair, because it's that type of dishonor that she was bringing on herself and on her husband and on her church. That's what Paul is speaking of. The disgrace of getting this expression wrong was akin to the shame associated with adultery or prostitution. And so this was not a marginal issue. And then Paul ends the section by saying, this is not up for debate. There's no room for argument on this. And as we consider 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we see once again the importance of studying God's Word and walking with Jesus day by day. When you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionaries in China. And also remember the Kasubi LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania, Niger, and Congo.